Drive Time on RTE Radio 1 with National Irish Bank. The bank that brought Danske Bank's international expertise to Ireland is now bringing the Danske Bank name.
How many are worried about the government shutdown? How many are more worried about it starting back up? Yeah, that's the problem.
The NSA, out of business.
What?
No, gone. NSA. And while they're closed, while the government is shut down, they are asking citizens to please spy on each other.
Okay.
While Jay Leno and David Letterman were laughing it up, Christine Lagarde, the head of the IMF, was in Washington sounding a very different note altogether.
The ongoing political uncertainty over the budget, over the debt ceiling, does not help. The government shutdown is bad enough, but failure to raise the debt ceiling would be far worse and could very seriously damage not only the US economy, but also the entire global economy.
The debt ceiling has to be agreed by October the 17th. The system of checks and balances in the US government means that the president can only spend what Congress allows. If they don't permit additional borrowing by midnight, two Thursdays from now, the US could run out of cash by the following Tuesday.
In our view, it is mission critical that this be resolved as soon as possible. Mission critical.
This was the message that some of America's most influential bankers brought to Washington this week, among them Lloyd Blankfein, the head of Goldman Sachs.
Making sure that we understand the consequences, the long-term consequences of a shutdown. We're already in the short-term consequences of a shutdown, but certainly the consequences of a debt ceiling, and we all agree that those are extremely adverse, although we haven't witnessed the extent of it yet.
The immediate consequence of not paying so many government employees is that $300 million is taken out of circulation every day.
It's a good possibility to put me out of business, just about. Unless I will lay off just about everyone and do all the work myself, which is impossible.
2 out of 10 major banks in the US have now admitted to ordering extra cash for ATMs and branches for fear that there is going to be a run on savings. John Canis, CEO of Bank United, told Bloomberg TV how the markets were nervous that the political air was too thick with acrimony to do a deal.
Well, I mean, it's incomprehensible, frankly, that we're sitting here talking about the fact that the United States of America might have to sit down at its desk in a couple of weeks and decide which bills it can afford to pay. So I would certainly hope that Congress and the White House understand what a critical juncture we're at.
The president could ignore the law and continue spending, but then he would probably be impeached and removed from office. The US Treasury could prioritize senior debt over junior. Investors could even be asked to wait a bit to get paid. There are options that don't include an immediate default, but it would be hard to dress it up as something other than what it is.
The government of the United States officially closed for business. Finally. A chance to use our famous nation-building skills right at home.
The United States government, the most powerful country in the shutdown, not in business, no. Put the out-of-business sign right up there on the White House. Nothing happening here.
The effects of the government shutdown are already creeping into the global economy. The Department of Agriculture in the US is no longer collecting and publishing harvest data for produce like oranges, bacon and wheat, which America leads the world in exporting. Without any idea how big or small the 2013 harvest has been, commodity traders are flying blind and prices will almost certainly be subject to volatility.
It could also maybe lead to higher volatility as some traders might look at this as an opportunity to trade on preferential information. So there could be some traders, for example, who have access to deep knowledge of the markets. And they may take advantage of that at a time when the rest of the world, if you like, doesn't have access to this information because of the downing of the USDA.
So what happens next? Well, ultimately, averting global financial meltdown Mark II boils down to the relationship between two men who say in public that they like each other.
I like the president.
Look, I like Speaker Boehner.
We get along fine.
Do you like Speaker Boehner?
I do.
The president and I have a very good relationship.
But on the floor of the House of Representatives this week, John Boehner mocked and mimicked President Obama.
I talked to the president earlier tonight. I'm not going to negotiate. We're not going to do this.
And Obama has called Boehner weak in not facing down Tea Party extremists.
Right now, they have been unwilling to say no to the most extreme parts of their caucus.
Game theorists who have watched Obama suck up Tea Party punches on Obamacare for several years think that the president is being a little bit more like the president that every liberal wants him to be, the fictional one played by Martin Sheen, who shut down the government to outflank Republican deficit hawks.
We will not vote to keep on footing the bill. You will be held responsible for shutting down the federal government. Then shut it down.
I'm happy to negotiate with you on anything. I don't think any one party has a monopoly on wisdom, but you don't negotiate by putting a gun to the other person's head.
It's risky and it's out of character for Obama, which is precisely what he might be strategizing.
I think the president has appropriately seen that he had to toughen up. He took a beating in these earlier negotiations. He tried to make deals. It didn't work. He was criticized by his own party. And I think as a consequence, he figured, I've really got to be much tougher.
Robert Mnookin, a negotiation expert from Harvard University. Neither side knows how close to the brink the other is prepared to push it at present. And Mnookin makes the point that it can be to your advantage to be seen to be angry or just a little bit mad in negotiations.
If two cars are entering an intersection, headed towards one another, playing a game of chicken, and one of the drivers can take the steering wheel off and toss it out the window, that person wins the game.
And while Republican Speaker John Boehner may be the prisoner of the lunatic fringe of his own party who don't even know what they want anymore...
Just yesterday, one House Republican said... I'm quoting here, all right, because I want to make sure people understand I didn't make this up. We're not going to be disrespected. We have to get something out of this, and I don't know what that even is.
There are signs that more moderate Republicans like Peter King are prepared to put a gun to their own leader's head to force compromise.
We just can't wait for this to be put on the floor by the Speaker. We're going to have to force the action. And in some ways, that maybe makes John Boehner's job easier. I think if 20 or 25 of us say we are going to vote no on everything until a continuing resolution is put on the floor, that's how you get results. That's what the Cruz Republicans threatened to do.
Opinion polls show Obama coming out ahead on the shutdown at present, but those polls are very relative because they show that Americans think that Obama, Democrats and Congress are all pretty crummy too. So nobody really has much to lose here. And Obama is playing for a legacy-defining win, the Republicans for a life-saving win. Both could yet be prepared to throw the steering wheel out the window.